Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is an audio recording of the blog post about first time squirting. I finally managed to squirt. Here's how I did it. The other day, I squirted for the first time and it was fucking awesome, so I'm going to tell you all about it. Regular readers will know that in the past, my inability to squirt has caused me much heartache. I'd seen the people in porn squirting all over the place, including into the eager faces of their sexual partners, and my heart throbbed with sadness that I'd never quite managed to muster anything more than the odd sploosh. But finally, after years of longing and wishing and getting eagerly fingered to little result, I recently managed my first ever squirt, and it was everything I'd dreamed of. Here's how it happened, in case you'd either like to try it for yourself or just have a lovely wank because the thought of squirting turns you on. It began in the 69 position. Now, I'm not normally a 69 kind of person. Mutual head or masturbation is fun, of course, but it's hard to enjoy you playing with my cunt if I'm busy trying to give you an awesome blowjob. Sucking dick is not easy to begin with, and doing it while getting head in return is like trying to eat an ice cream sundae while having an orgasm on a roller coaster. There's just too much going on. But as regular readers will also know, I only usually open blog posts by saying, I don't like this, because I want to talk about that one time I really liked this. So we were in the 69 position when I squirted for the first time, and it's forever redeemed itself in my estimation. Here's how it happened. Having spent most of one Saturday evening casually fucking and touching each other, we were building to a sort of grand finale where I lay on my back on the rug and he straddled me with his dick in my mouth and his hands vigorously fucking me with a curved G-spot dildo. Sorry, this one doesn't have much good build-up. Turns out that when I'm overexcited, I suck as much at foreplay in erotica as I suck at foreplay in real life. I can't really remember what we were doing before we got into this position, because all of the build-up has been overshadowed by the fact that this position made me ejaculate for the first time. We were naked. We were fucking. I tipped my head back as far as I could to take as much of his cock as possible down the back of my throat. And he lay on top of me, resting on one elbow, using his free hand to pound me really, really intensely with the dildo. I squirmed a bit to get it at just the right angle and made enthusiastic noises to urge him to go on. Well, I made noises at least. It's hard to express the full range of subtle human emotions when you're being throat-fucked until you choke, so I had to make do with a garbled but loud while gripping his arse with my hands. Actions speak louder than words, after all, and pulling his dick further into my mouth was long ago established between us to mean, oh, please keep doing this as hard as you possibly can. Anyway, the dick in mouth is important. I've read any number of advice articles on how to squirt, and pretty much all of them have focused on the specific things that I, or someone else, needs to do to my vagina in order to get that magic ejaculation to happen. To date, I haven't found any that say, also you could probably do with having a cock in your throat, and seeing as the cock in my throat was so pivotal for me, I figured I'd add to the body of literature with this one specific tip. As he fucks me good and hard with the dildo, and I pull his arse towards my face until he gets the message that vigorous throat fucking is what's required, I can feel the warmth that is the start of the orgasm building at the top of my thighs and in the pit of my stomach. My legs are tense, my eyes are closed, There's drool and pre-cum spilling out the corners of my gaping mouth. And I can feel him almost bruising my insides. So powerful is the force with which he handfucks me. And here's the crucial part. Just before I squirt for the first time, I choke. A proper choke, that tickle you get at the back of your throat like you're going to throw up. The one that makes my stomach tense involuntarily, causes something else to tense too. My cunt. At exactly the moment he fucks my throat so hard I almost vomit, my cunt squeezes even tighter around the G-spot dildo with which he's fucking me and clamps it good and hard against the sweet spot. And I squirt. I squirt in a great, clear arc at least 2 feet across the rug, drenching it and his hands and the dildo and everything. I'm still coming at this point. I haven't stopped. I've barely even realised what's happening, other than that something feels ridiculously good. And he's clearly enjoying it because he's growling, "Holy shit, good girl," from somewhere deep down near my pelvis. He keeps fucking my throat with his dick and wielding the dildo with his hand like it's a weapon with which to punish me. And I keep coming and coming and squirting and squirting again and again and again. His dick in my throat muffles my moans, but nothing can muffle the spasms of tension and release as I squirt 4 or 5 times hard across the rug I'm lying on. And naturally, the sight of seeing me squirt for the very first time, thanks to the combination of his own awesome wanking powers and the thickness of his dick in my throat, does excellent things for my partner too. As I choke my way to the end of my orgasm, his dick starts twitching and he pours what feels like half an actual pint of spunk down my gagging, eager throat. So there you have it. The first time I squirted, recounted in wide-eyed, enthusiastic detail. I haven't managed to reproduce the same thing since, but to be honest, that doesn't matter. Even if I never squirt again, I can die happy knowing that one time, in the 69 position, thanks to throat fucking and dildos and a very dexterous partner, I finally managed to squirt. We didn't even fuck up the rug too badly, although the pattern's 90% wine stains by now, so there's no way we can really tell. If you liked this, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and support me on Patreon and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.